From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. A 24-year-old Croat made tennis history today. The almost unknown Ivo Karlovic defeated the reigning Wimbledon champion, Leighton Hewitt, on the opening day of competition. It's just the second time in Wimbledon history that a defending champion has lost in the first round. NPR's Guy Raz has a roundup from London.
It wasn't just Ivo Karlovic's first Wimbledon appearance. It was the first time he played in any Grand Slam tennis tournament. And playing your first match and your first appearance at Wimbledon against the reigning champ is something like the kiss of death. The young Croat, unknown and ranked 203rd, was visibly nervous this afternoon when he stepped out onto the famous fresh-cut grass at center court. In the first set, Leighton Hewitt confidently trounced the young neophyte, 6-1. But in the second set, Karlovic squeaked by a win on a tiebreaker, and from there, he never looked back.
And a big first serve, backhand volley, and Hewitt goes up with a lob, but no. You can't do it, Leighton. Not when you don't have time, and that was a hurried lob, and he tried to get the topspin to get it up over the top of Karlovic, and Karlovic was just there to swat it away for a smash.
Australian Leighton Hewitt, the world tennis number 2, is famous for his topspin lobs. Normally, they sail over the heads of his opponents. But today's opponent, Karlovic, is 6'10", the tallest man to play in Wimbledon history, and so each time Hewitt tried a lob, the Goliath-sized Croat smashed it right back, and back, until match point in the fourth set.
And the defending champion is facing 3 match points. Ivo Karlovic, 40-love, 5-4, fourth set. Biggest upset in years, and it's happening on the very first afternoon. Can he do it? And a forehand on the stretch by Hewitt. He's lost. The defending champion is out. At the first hurdle, he's fallen. Leighton Hewitt has lost to Ivo Karlovic.
On that winning point, Karlovic served at 119 miles an hour, and Hewitt simply couldn't return it. His heart was no longer in the game. The only other time a defeating champion's been ousted in the first round at Wimbledon was in 1967, when Spaniard Manuel Santana lost to Charlie Passerell. But back then, tennis was still an amateur sport. And so for Hewitt, it makes today's loss all the more disappointing.
As his confidence got more and more as the match went on, he started, you know, picking up a lot more volleys and volleying a lot better, and his whole game sort of came together, which was a tougher thing. And if I took those chances early and got on top, then, you know, probably, you know, his confidence would have dropped down a bit. He would have been a little bit more negative, and you know, his whole game may have opened up a little bit more and had a few more weaknesses.
The man watching play closest today was American Andy Roddick. The fifth seed has his eye on the Championship Cup, and had Hewitt won today, Roddick would have likely faced a tough match. Roddick crushed Italian David Sanguinetti in 3 sets to advance to round 2, where he'll now meet Britain's Greg Ruzecki. Guy Raz, NPR News, London.